my intrusion and a bit of confusion, I've really no right here at all. But I've had some trouble, you see. The stage manager's been rude to me. When I struck a match, you'd have thought I struck him, by the way, on my collar he flew. Then I struck an idea, and now it strikes me. I ought to see how it strikes you. Now, when once a cigar you have lighted, it spoils it to let it go out. So when I lit this on the side of the stage manager flew in a terrible rage. I may not know much of theatrical laws, but actors do smoke on the stage. I've seen scores. So the reason that I've come out here is because I don't want my cigar to go out. My friend Bill of Tooting and I went out shooting and we saw two beautiful birds. Their plumage was pale green and pink. They were both shorthand typists, I think. We went for a walk, they smoked cigarettes, and before we had gone very far, one said, have a fag. I said, no, I'm grown up, and I lighted myself a cigar. We sat in the shade of a chestnut and talked about love and all that. At least I think Bill did, that's his game, but me, I told my girl I liked an egg for my tea. Bill cuddled his girl as quite closely they sat. My girl looked at me and said, can't you do that? I said, yes, I could do, but well, to be pat, I don't want my cigar to go out. Now, me and the wife's mother are fond of each other. Well, we're not, but I say that to rhyme. To speak of a mother-in-law and of her uncontrollable jaw, I know is a chestnut, but still it's the truth, so I may as well ring it in here. We took the dear soul down to Brighton last week, and she fell off the end of the pier. Ha, ha! I laughed. The people rushed hither and thither. In fact, they did nothing but rush. One rushed for a life belt, one rushed for a boat. I rushed at conclusions. How long would she float? My wife said to me, you're a good swimmer, Fred. Why don't you jump in? But I just shook my head. I can't very well at the moment, I said. I don't want my cigar to go out.